Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Richard Rawson is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Richard is an outstanding corporate executive. He's president of Administaff. Interest of full disclosure, which is, as you know, Administaff is one of our sponsors. But Richard is here because I admire the work that he does as a corporate leader. As a leader in the marketplace, and the things that he sees as he travels around the country and the world, actually, but as he travels around the country doing business, work serving customers, dealing with his employees, growing a business in a challenging economy, I wanted you to hear his perspectives on these things, and that's the reason why I've asked him here. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on the show with you, and we just love the work that you do, continuing to be the very best small business advocate. And that's where our heart is with small business.
Absolutely, and I know that it is, and I appreciate that very much. Richard, give us your thoughts. You travel quite a bit around the country. You visit with people on the upper end of the business landscape, and all the way down to, you know, the smallest of us in the marketplace. As you travel around, as you talk to people, as you look out across this troubled marketplace, what do you see, and what do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, we're coming through some stuff that none of us have ever seen. Our grandparents saw it, and I just I'm amazed at the resiliency of the small business marketplace. We have seen, nominal signs of what I would call businesses that are even in the small business marketplace, where they've done a little bit of layoffs. But for the most part, we've also seen a number of small businesses that have actually grown in the last quarter. And so, you know, to think that that free enterprise is not alive and well would be a mistake. But, well, you know, I will tell you, it is a little bit rough out there. There's no question about that. And the part that everybody's really kind of questioning is how long is this economic downturn going to last?
One of the things that I was telling my audience in the previous segment, Richard, is that whether you agree or don't agree that the government should have, you know, put this economic stimulus package together, one thing that I think is clear to me, and whether the history will show that it was the right thing to do or not the right thing to do, that's not really the issue to me right now, Richard. What I think is important is that we realize that tomorrow and a week from now and a month, maybe even a year from now, that and over the next year, that those plans are not going to prevent me from going out of business. I can't count on that, on those plans, those government plans, to keep my business afloat. I've got to do that myself, don't I?
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. There isn't, matter of fact, in some, probably some circles, there would be an argument that said that would be saying that the government is trying to do its best to help small business fail. But I will tell you that we do every day. We have to keep thinking about what it is we need to do differently, you know, in terms of the value of our customers and what we need to do to help them to continue to succeed. And I think this is the time, more so than ever before, that small business owners need to be with their customers and demonstrating the value that they bring to them.
That is so important, what you just said, Richard, and it's something that I've been encouraging my audience to quit listening to CNBC and start listening more to your customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit cannot be killed. It cannot be destroyed. It's what this country was built upon. And so it's inherent in us to be able to want to survive and thrive under any economic environment.
And stand by, Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend, president of Administaff. And he and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. 20 till they... Chicago, bringing us back. 7 Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we built that just for you. We thank you for spending some time there. We hope you'll use it even more, because I think you'll find opportunities there, some information that will help you take advantage of those opportunities and take and deal with some of the challenges that you have. If you got 5 seconds, we've got something for you. If you got 1 minute, if you got 3 minutes, if you got 15 minutes, whatever, however much time you have, whatever topic is on your mind, we probably got something there you can read or listen to that will help you with your small business. My blog is there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. My newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And I want you to know that it's all free, and we make it available to you for free without any barrier to entry, with the help of our corporate partners, like our good friends at Administaff, which, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from their sales and marketing conference here in Houston, and the president of that organization is Richard Rawson. He's our good friend, and he's with us right now. Some of his wisdom, I've asked him to join us so he could talk to us a little bit about some of the things he's seeing across the marketplace, some of the things that his company is doing. Richard, as a big company, as you guys manage your Administaff, you got a couple billion in sales now, is that right?
Yeah, we're gonna, well, we just posted 2008 results, about $1.75 billion.
Right. And so at that level, which is obviously, you know, the cool thing is you guys operate Administaff like a small business, but even though it's not really anymore, you got a couple thousand employees, I think. And but regardless, you know, what are you doing for at Administaff that's in 2009 that you did in 2008? What are some of the things that you're doing differently that we could, that small business owners can learn from?
Sure. I can tell you the first thing that we did was to make sure that we have the right people on the bus. If you talk about the book Good to Great, this is a very important time when your people are going to be probably the biggest key to your success through an economic downturn. And so, you know, it's about making sure that you have exactly the right people that are performing at the right level. And one of the ways to do that is...
So you're saying, can I ask you a question? So you're saying that when if somebody has to go, if there is a situation where somebody has to go, qualifications, productivity, contribution... is in leadership trumps seniority. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every single day. And I think, you know, what else is really important is that if you have developed some, you know, performance review techniques in your small business so that you can evaluate your folks on an annual basis, then that helps you to really see who is, you know, performing at the highest levels and who isn't. And it may allow you to make some changes there. The other thing that I think is important is that this is a time that let's assume that your small business has benefit plans and things like that. This is a time that you can really look at changing the benefit plans to go to lower cost, higher deductible plan on the insurance.
My organization, all of my employees, including my wife and I, have health savings accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have had for a number of years. Is that right. if you have a really small business and no other source for health insurance, HSAs are a great product.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And of course, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, we like the idea of performance related compensation. And this might be a time that you could literally take and make an across-the-board reduction in base salary, but put in an incentive plan that even would allow more income to go to the employee based on you hitting certain goals and objectives. And, you know, that's very strategic, but this is the time we have to do things a little different. And the things I'm talking to you about are some of the things that we've done at Administaff. We're talking with customers and prospects every day and advising them to do some of the very same things I'm sharing with you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this kind of stuff will work. We've been in not nearly the deepness of the recession like that we're in right now, but you know, back in the 2003, you know, kind of end of 2001 and 2002 and start of 2003, you know, we were doing some of the same things then that we're doing now. I would certainly say that, as I mentioned a minute ago, you got to be in touch with your customer. And the way to do that is to make sure that you're not performing functions that are not related to being with that customer and hearing what their needs are, et cetera. I will tell you from
you're saying focus on your core competencies and spend as much time on your core competencies, which are the things that your customer sees that they find the most value from you in.
That's exactly right. You know, if you're in the business of producing advertising ads, don't go back into the accounting department try to figure out the P&L.
Exactly. Well said. And folks, he's talking about outsourcing. You know, how many decades now have I been talking to you about outsourcing is the best thing to ever happen to small business? It's the truth. I've been talking about it for a long time. Until right back with Richard Rawson, president of Administaff. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And thanks very much for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Stephen Baum is our guest. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. And he's also got an outstanding website, which I'm going to ask him to give us in a second. He's also a leader with the Vistage Group, the folks who put together these teams of CEOs who become their own board members. Very confidentially work together to help each other become more successful. It's a wonderful model, folks, and it's all over the country. Stephen, tell us how we can find you online.
The website is Stephen H. Baum Leadership, Stephen with a PH, middle initial H, BAUM leadership.com. And it has
you got a blog too, right?
Sorry?
You got a blog too, don't you?
Well, the website has a blog on it, yes.
Right. Right. Okay.
I try to share as much as I can with people what I learned from working with the CEOs and from interviewing them on camera in front of the students at Pace University and in the other things I do with these business owners and chief executives.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to check Stephen's website out. StephenHBaumLeadership.com, right?
That's right.
All right.
Thank
so, folks,
you,
check that out. You'll find some good stuff there. And also, they can find your book there, too, can't they?
That's right.
Stephen,
and increasingly, by the way, Jim, videos of CEOs talking about stuff that matters, like reputation, trust, confidence, risk-taking, and that sort of thing. I'm starting to put short excerpts, 2 and 3 minute excerpts, of the CEO interviews on the site for people to get it directly from the horse's mouth.
Good for you. You know, folks, Stephen, you've been talking to the folks and me about what's between our ears. But you've, in the time we have left, give us some things to our hands, some things that we can do with the information, the challenges in front of us. Give us some good tips.
Well, I'll tell you that the state of mind of the people I've been working with since the summer of 07 has gone through three or four rounds of what do we do now? And all the kinds of things you would think of in terms of making sure you know where the cash is and watching every penny and reducing the force, the staffing to the minimum level to operate at the capacity where you are, and outsourcing, and all the things that companies do, business owners do, to hunker down in bad times have been on the list now for months and months and months. And where they are now is they are changing their expectation of what the capacity has to be for the next 2 or 3 years. And they're actually reducing the capacity of the company. As one of my guys said, I carry around my 2005 P&L because I'm trying to go back to there on the cost basis.
Wow.
The plan for this year was $80 or $90 million in revenue. That's a pretty big small business. And we're now going to operate at 45 or 50. And we're not going to operate at 80 or 90 for quite a few years, so I better get used to that. I have a guy who's running a $30 million business that is suddenly a $20 million business, and he's no longer saying, I've got to keep all the things that are long-term investments. They're really looking at survival.
I'm glad to hear you say that, but it's interesting that you say that, because, Stephen, back in December, I started talking to my audience about that very thing, and I worried that people would think that I wasn't being optimistic. I was being negative. I wasn't, being the pathological optimist that I usually am. When I started telling them about what I call the small business survival attitude, and here it is, I've encouraged people to look in the mirror in the morning, and look at themselves in the mirror and say, in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving.
That's absolutely right. And these are very tough choices. These are letting people go that they've known for decades. These are stopping projects they've invested a lot of money in because they know that they need to survive over the next 2 or 3 years, and that's enough of a victory. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't some things to do on the upside. I'll give you a couple examples of that.
Yep.
One of the guys has an Internet-oriented business, a lot of the service deliveries on the Internet, and they service...
Right.
They service small businesses and medium-sized businesses.
Right. 30 seconds.
And they came back and they said, we can do this same thing for all the students out there. And since the education area is going to be more robust than others because of what's going on, we can start a business around one guy with very low cost and build it up to $1 million fairly shortly over the next year or two. So,
mm-hmm.
So in the middle of all of this, he started a small business inside the small business.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other guys has exported his software to companies in Germany that don't have the software in the healthcare area.
What I'm hearing you say, what I think is important, is how you did 2008 is not how you're going to do business in 2009. Never mind the volume level. Things are different, aren't they?
That's right. And it's very case-specific.
Stephen, thanks for being here. StephenHBaumLeadership.com is the website, folks. I hope you check that out. Stephen, thanks for being here. Come back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back after the news.
Son, we got to talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the Global American Network.
KIRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. It's a meeting of political minds this morning as President Obama and Vice President Biden get together with the mayors of 70 cities. They'll discuss the newly signed economic stimulus. They'll be representing the U.S. Conference of Mayors, a nonpartisan advocacy group for cities in the U.S. with a population of over 30,000. It's not a retraction or an apology, but a note in the New York Times addresses a February 2008 article about a Washington lobbyist with ties to Senator John McCain. Vicki Eisenman sued, saying it implied the two had an affair in 1999. The Times note says the article did not state, and the Times did not intend to conclude there was a romantic involvement. The FBI has served an SEC complaint on Texas billionaire Alan Stanford. The papers were served on Stanford yesterday in Virginia. His company is accused in the complaint of an $8 billion fraud. This is IRN USA Radio News.
You know the feeling, dreading each and every time the phone rings because it may be one of your creditors looking to collect. Well, pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA will negotiate and settle all of your credit card debt for about half of what you owe without filing bankruptcy. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you need to call 866-955-5072. Debt Relief USA has been helping thousands of people just like you become debt-free, in most cases, less than 36 months, excluding Maryland and New York.
My credit card bills were out of control. I had no idea how I was going to pay off the money I owed, much less my monthly payment. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me, and I settled for only 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control. Thank you, Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 866-955-5072. Pay your creditors. Avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 866-955-5072. 866-955-5072.
During her visit to South Korea, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton left no doubt that North Korea's relationship with the U.S. will not improve without Pyongyang falling into line. Speaking at a news conference in Seoul with the country's foreign minister, Clinton warned the North against making any provocative moves, such as missile tests, and labeled such threats as unhelpful. She also urged the North to live up to its commitments to curb its nuclear arms program. Clinton insisted the North must stop insulting the South and change its attitude toward dialogue with its neighbors. On Thursday, Pyongyang charged the U.S. had a nuclear attack on the drawing board and expressed its readiness for war with the South. It was supposed to be a multi-million dollar surplus, but it's now dried up into a more than $1 billion deficit in Alaska. The price of oil, which skidded to just $37 a barrel from a high of $144 last summer, has effectively wiped out Alaska's main source of revenue. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
Illinois Republicans say it's not too late to let voters rid the state of the Roland Burris, quote, embarrassment. GOP lawmakers in Springfield are once again calling for a special election. Suburban Senator Matt Murphy says the Constitution allows for a special election even if Burris stays seated in the U.S. Senate. Murphy says it's the only way to change the state's new reputation.
Returning that, to use the phrase, bleeping golden Senate seat back to the people is the only real way, the only real solution to the state's embarrassing problem.
But Republicans made the same calls before Burris was appointed. Senator Dave Luckenfeld says he knows the odds are against them.
All kinds of excuses have been made of why we haven't elected and put in process electing a new state senator. That will happen only if the majority party decides it is in our best interest that we better do this.
The GOP plan has a primary scheduled for April and the general election in late May. But Democrats say a special election would cost millions of dollars that neither the state nor local election offices have. On Sunday, the biggest names in Hollywood get together for the 81st Annual Academy Awards. The first ceremony was held in May of 1929. Since 1950, the Oscar statuettes have carried the legal stipulation that neither winners nor their heirs may sell the statuettes without first offering to sell them back to the Academy for a dollar. I'm Greg Moore, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built for small business. By Administaff. Administaff is good for small business. And by Aflac. Ask about it at work. And now, conducting over 1,000 live interviews each year, the Iron Man of Radio.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm on the road. I'm in Houston, Texas, traveling yesterday and today down here, helping the good folks at Administaff celebrate their sales and marketing conference and having a great time doing that. Love watching people who believe in the same thing, who believe in each other, work with each other, and try to figure out better ways to serve their customers. And I hope that's what you're doing in your business right now. You know, folks, I think one of the keys to our success, one of the keys to surviving the issues that we're going through right now, the challenges that we have right now, is finding ways to make things better for those who we serve, our customers, for example, in our businesses, in our regular lives, our neighbors. You know, we've got to appeal to our better angels, ladies and gentlemen, not our worst angels. That's something we've all got to do, and you and I need to be leaders in that regard. We've got to appeal to our better angels, and we have those. You know that we have those, right? Your business can be that. Your personal life, you as an individual, can be that. You can be a better angel and working to make things better for other people. And if we do, it'll all come back around. Folks, I'm not being I'm not playing the Pollyanna game here. This is real. This can really happen. There's some things, though, that I want to talk about when we come back after this next break. It's just going to be you and me, and I've got some things I want to say about government versus what government can do versus what you and I can do. Some things that I'm concerned about and some things that I'd like for all of us to think about. I'm going to talk about that right in the second half of the hour. We're going to be visiting with our good friend Richard Rawson, who's the president of Administaff, and he's running a pretty good-sized company. I wanted him to join us and tell us his perspectives from a big business standpoint, from a larger business. It's not huge. What does he think you and I ought to be doing? It's 9 after. Stay with me.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got to split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got to split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes,
giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Scott Aaron, president of New Horizons Computer Learning Center here in North Carolina, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all of my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing the business, not preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Hi, folks, this is Jim Blasingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get practical answers to your business questions? Go to IBM's Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Ask your question, and it will be answered by email by a member of My Brain Trust. How would you like to improve customer communications or increase employee productivity? Or maybe you need help with marketing, data security, or an accounting system your company can grow with. Are you interested in learning how other companies are using technology and how they've approached small business challenges? An array of articles and customer testimonials, plus IBM's e-newsletter, Forward View, are ready for you at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. And if you're interested in hardware and software solutions, plus current promotions, all of this is available at IBM's Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. For the next, for this segment, the next segment is just going to be you and me, and I've got a couple of things I want to say, some things that are on my mind. I want to talk about, what the government is trying to do to stimulate the economy, and how that relates to you and me, and what you and I ought to be doing. One of the things I think we need to be clear about is that the government has already approved essentially what will be in excess of $1 trillion. So it's all said and done, in excess of $1 trillion in government stimulus. Now, you know that I am not a big fan of this program, but regardless, we got it, and we're going to get it. And so, but I think we need to put some things in perspective. And that is this. The president signed this bill into law last week. Have you felt any benefit from it? Okay, it's going to become implemented over the next few weeks. I don't think you're going to feel much benefit from it. It's going to be, you know, fairly well rolled out in terms of how it's going to be executed over the next 6 months, over the next 12 months. By 18 months from now, there will be money flowing into the economy. So here's my point. Now, everybody, I mean, this is what I what I'm saying to you right now is not something all that, it's really all that subjective. I mean, I'm obviously using my own timeline here, but it's pretty close, I think, to what we're going to see. And so if it takes 12 to 18 months for the macro economy to see any benefit from this money that the government's going to pump into the economy, what are you going to do in the meantime? What are your customers going to do in the meantime? Ladies and gentlemen, we can't sit around waiting on the government to help us, small business owners, you and me. We have to do this. This recovery plan, whether 20 years from now, historians write that this was a great idea or a horrible idea is not really what's important at this moment. What's important at this moment is that you and I believe that regardless of the validity of this plan, it's not going to help you and me in the next 6 to 12 months. And probably for most small business owners, not probably, I'm going to say absolutely, for most small business owners, this plan is not going to help you directly. There may be some things that will happen indirectly, but directly it's not going to help you. So I hope no one out there running a business is thinking that with $1 trillion in new money being put into the economy from this bill, that somehow customers are going to start coming in your door tomorrow or a month from now or even 10 months from now. It's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. That's not how it's going to work. So if you have that attitude, then you will fail. If you're waiting on the government, fail. That you can count on that. Yes, sir. The answer is we can't wait on someone else to help us. We have to do it ourselves. If you survive in 2009, if you're able to open your business up January 1, 2010, it won't be because of anything the government did. It will have nothing to do with what the government does to stimulate the economy. It will be because you stimulated your own economy, because you got up off your backside and you got up on your hind legs and went out into the marketplace and knocked on doors and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" It'll be because you did that. It'll be because you believed in yourself. It'll be because you believed as I said earlier, and as I'm going to start saying more and more because I like this term, and I found out that Abraham Lincoln invoked the concept of appealing to our better angels of nature. He said he invoked that on his inaugural acceptance speech to the American people. He said that, appealing to our better angels, the better angels of our nature. And the better angels of our nature, ladies and gentlemen, is what you and I feel, is the feeling that you and I have about our small businesses. It's the feeling, the attitude that we have about our customers, the relationship that we have with our customers, our desire to help them serve their customers, to help them raise their families, to help them contribute to our society. That's what I mean when I say appealing to our better angels. The productive side, the compassionate side, the side that has this what was created 400 or 500 years ago, the theory of moral sentiment, which means that I'm happy when you're successful. I like seeing you be successful. All of that, ladies and gentlemen, that those better angels of our nature, the belief in our system, the concept of capitalism, is that we believe in that, folks, that we fight for that. This is what's going to help you tomorrow. The things I'm talking about are what you can do, what you're going to have to do, and only you can do this for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. If you own a business, if you're an employee of a business, whatever you do, this is what we're all going to have to do. If America survives what we're going through right now, it will not be because of the government. It will be because the citizens of this nation, and in any other nation around the world, the citizens said, "We want this fixed. We want something better, and we're not going to wait on a politician to solve this. We're going to do it ourselves by working, by being productive, by believing in each other, by believing in what we're doing, and by appealing to the angels of our nature." And I believe that with all my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I've got a couple more things I want to talk about. Come back, Steve.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Sort of.
Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load. That's why I'm a client of Administaff. They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Scott Aaron, president of New Horizons Computer Learning Center here in North Carolina. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit IBM.com/business center/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Hello, stranger.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Wonderful song from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you go to my website when you get a chance and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Read my blog. We post something there just about every day. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. By email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can, if you got 5 seconds, if you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, you want to read, you want to listen, we got something for you there that will help you with your small business. However you like it, we probably got something for you there. Whatever your challenge is, whatever you're excited about, we got something that'll help you there. If you'll just give us a chance there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, why don't you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Folks, I want to talk about the future of capitalism and how I think it may actually be at stake, right? And I just have to be honest with you, concerned about the future of capitalism. Example, let me give you something that's going on right now that's continues to increase my how troubled I am about this. This mortgage bailout that was announced this week. The government is picking winners and losers. The government is going to be rewarding people who made bad decisions with this bailout program, and that is not a good thing. When the government picks winners and losers, when the government, when moral hazard, and by the way, with this bailout, with this mortgage bailout plan, folks, moral hazard is but a distant memory. It is completely flown out of the window, and I don't know what it's going to take to get it back. But moral hazard, the problem with moral hazard is when you reward people when someone does something that's wrong, that they shouldn't have done, they get themselves into trouble with it. They maybe even they create problems for other people, which we've seen plenty of that. But the government comes in and rewards those people. So here's the scenario, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier in the week, but I wanted to dwell on it a little bit. There are two people who live next door to each other. One person is a family that's been in the house for, say, 8 years. They have a 30-year mortgage. It's not a variable rate mortgage. They've been making the payments every month. It's a house that they can afford. It always was. Another person moved in 3 years ago into a bigger house. The person has less income, couldn't possibly have qualified for this loan under if there weren't these loans that they've been making, subprime mortgages that they made over the last few years. If it hadn't been for those, which was completely, you know, out of no way that they should have been made, that person moves in next door to this family, the first family. And but now, because the mortgage is adjusted and the real estate values have come down for everybody, for both families, government is going to now bail out the person who just moved in, the three-year owner who has the subprime loan, who should never have, who maybe even signed a document that said he had five times as much income as he actually really had. The government's going to keep that person in their house, that family in that house. They're not going to have to move. But because of all the subprime mortgages that have been made, the first family lost their job. The economy went south. The first family lost their job. And because those breadwinners in that family lost their job, they're now going to have to move out of their home because they've defaulted. They're foreclosed. The bank is going to foreclose on their mortgage. Now, they didn't do anything wrong. They did everything right. They bought the right house. They bought a house they could afford. They paid their mortgages. They went to work every day. It isn't their fault they got laid off. It's actually the fault of all the people involved in the subprime mess, not just that homeowner who had the subprime mortgage, but a lot of other people as well. That is the reason why that first family lost their job. But yet, the first family is going to lose their home. The second family will get to keep theirs because the government, by government fiat, has decided that that family should be a winner, even though they're the ones who created the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the scenario that we're going to have play out all across the country. It is a horrible thing. There also is the possibility that in this whole process, that the sanctity of contracts could be pierced. And ladies and gentlemen, when the sanctity of contracts are pierced, when the contracts that you and I make can be dissolved or augmented by government fiat, then all bets are off. And that's when the future of capitalism really will be at stake. So watch for that. We need to pay attention to that. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us who believe in capitalism, this is not a time for you and me to be quiet. This is a time that you and I must get off of our backsides, get up on our hind legs, and we must defend our economic system. And I do know that the people who are in charge of our government pay attention to polls. You and I are going to have to be more vocal. If you believe, as I do, that there is an assault on capitalism right now, we're all going to have to defend it. One of the ways we're going to have to do that is by doing our job, by operating our small businesses, but we're also going to have to be more vocal. We cannot be silent at this point in time in our history. Think about that. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes,
giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Russell Lamb, an owner of Allegra Realty Advisors here in Ohio, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to advising companies about their real estate challenges, not my HR issues.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Jim Blassingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Richard Rawson is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Richard is an outstanding corporate executive. He's president of Administaff, interest of full disclosure, which is, as you know, Administaff is one of our sponsors. But Richard is here because I admire the work that he does as a corporate leader, as a leader in the marketplace, and the things that he sees as he travels around the country and the world, actually. But as he travels around the country doing business, work serving customers, dealing with his employees, growing a business in a challenging economy, I wanted you to hear his perspectives on these things, and that's the reason why I've asked him here. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on the show with you, and we just love the work that you do, continuing to be the very best small business advocate. And that's where our heart is with small business.
Absolutely, and I know that it is, and I appreciate that very much. Richard, give us your thoughts. You travel quite a bit around the country. You visit with people on the upper end of the business landscape, and all the way down to, you know, the smallest of us in the marketplace. As you travel around, as you talk to people, as you look out across this troubled marketplace, what do you see, and what do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, we're coming through some stuff that none of us have ever seen. Our grandparents saw it, and I just I'm amazed at the resiliency of the small business marketplace. We have seen nominal signs of what I would call businesses that are even in the small business marketplace, where they've done a little bit of layoffs, but for the most part, we've also seen a number of small businesses that have actually grown in the last quarter. And so, you know, to think that that free enterprise is not alive and well would be a mistake. But,
well,
you know, I will tell you, it is a little bit rough out there. There's no question about that. And the part that everybody's really kind of questioning is how long is this economic downturn going to last?
One of the things that I was telling my audience in the previous segment, Richard, is that whether you agree or don't agree that the government should have put this economic stimulus package together, one thing that I think is clear to me, and whether the history will show that it was the right thing to do or not the right thing to do, that's not really the issue to me right now, Richard. What I think is important is that we realize that tomorrow and a week from now and a month, maybe even a year from now, that and over the next year, that those plans are not going to prevent me from going out of business. I can't count on that, on those plans, those government plans, to keep my business afloat. I've got to do that myself, don't I?
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. There isn't, matter of fact, in some, probably some circles, there would be an argument that said that would be saying that the government is trying to do its best to help small business fail. But I will tell you that we do every day. We have to keep thinking about what it is we need to do differently, you know, in terms of the value of our customers and what we need to do to help them to continue to succeed. And I think this is the time, more so than ever before, that small business owners need to be with their customers and demonstrating the value that they bring to them.
That is so important, what you just said, Richard, and it's something that I've been encouraging my audience to quit listening to CNBC and start listening more to your customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit cannot be killed. It cannot be destroyed. It's what this country was built upon. And so it's inherent in us to be able to want to survive and thrive under any economic environment.
And stand by, Richard Rossen, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend, president of Administaff. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. 2020.
Aflac for Small Business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits,
reduced liabilities,
and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Russell Lamb, an owner of Allegra Realty Advisors here in Ohio. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff's benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit Administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Chicago, bringing us back. 7 passing game. Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we built that just for you. We thank you for spending some time there. We hope you'll use it even more because I think you'll find opportunities there, some information that will help you take advantage of those opportunities and take and deal with some of the challenges that you have. If you got 5 seconds. We've got something for you. If you got 1 minute, if you got 3 minutes, if you got 15 minutes, whatever, however much time you have, whatever topic is on your mind, we probably got something there you can read or listen to that will help you with your small business. My blog is there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. My newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And I want you to know that it's all free, and we make it available to you for free without any barrier to entry, with the help of our corporate partners, like our good friends at Administaff, which, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from their sales and marketing conference here in Houston, and the president of that organization is Richard Rawson. He's our good friend, and he's with us right now. Some of his wisdom, I've asked him to join us so he could talk to us a little bit about some of the things he's seeing across the marketplace, some of the things that his company is doing. Richard, as a big company, as you guys manage your Administaff, you got what a couple billion in sales now, is that right?
Yeah, we're gonna. Well, we just posted 2008 results about $1.75 billion.
Right. And so at that level, which is obviously, you know, the cool thing is you guys operated MinuteStaff like a small business, but even though it's not really anymore, you got a couple thousand employees, I think. And but regardless, you know, what are you doing for at MinuteStaff that's in 2009 that you did in 2008? What are some of the things that you're doing differently that we can, the small business owners can learn from?
Sure, sure. I can tell you the first thing that we did was to make sure that we have the right people on the bus. If you talk about the book Good to Great, this is a very important time when your people are going to be probably the biggest key to your success through an economic downturn. And so, you know, it's about making sure that you have exactly the right people that are performing at the right level. And one of the ways to do that
is... So you're saying, can I ask you a question? So you're saying that when if somebody has to go, if there is a situation where somebody has to go, qualifications, productivity, contribution is in leadership trumps seniority. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, every single day. And I think, you know, what else is really important is that if you have developed some, you know, performance review techniques in your small business so that you can evaluate your folks on an annual basis, then that helps you to really see who is, you know, performing at the highest levels and who isn't. And it may allow you to make some changes there. The other thing that I think is important is that this is the time that let's assume that your small business has benefit plans and things like that. This is a time that you can really look at changing the benefit plans to go to lower cost, higher deductible plan on the insurance.
My organization, all of my employees, including my wife and I, have health savings accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
have had for a number of years. Is that right? if you have a team, especially if you have a really small business, and no other source for health insurance, HSAs are a great product.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And of course, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, we like the idea of performance related compensation. And this might be a time that you could literally take and make an across the board reduction in base salary but put in an incentive plan that even would allow more income to go to the employee based
right.
on you hitting certain goals and objectives. And you know, that's very strategic, but this is the time we have to do things a little different. And the things I'm talking to you about are some of the things that we've done at MinuteStaff. We're talking with customers and prospects every day and advising them to do some of the very same things I'm sharing with you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this kind of stuff will work. We've been in not nearly the deepness of the recession like that we're in right now, but you know, back in the 2003, you know, kind of end of 2001 and 2002 and start of 2003, you know, we were doing some of the same things then that we're doing now. I would certainly say that, as I mentioned a minute ago, you got to be in touch with your customer. And the way to do that is to make sure that you're not performing functions that are not related to being with that customer and hearing what their needs are, etc. I will tell you from
you're saying focus on your core competencies and spend as much time on your core competencies, which are the things that your customer sees that they find the most value from you in.
That's exactly right. You know, if you're in the business of producing advertising ads, don't go back into the accounting department and try to figure out the P&L.
Exactly. Well said. And folks, he's talking about outsourcing. You know, how many decades now have I been talking to you about outsourcing is the best thing to ever happen to small business? It's the truth. I've been talking about it for a long time. Until, right back with Richard Rawson, President of Administaff. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pierce in sales, press 1. For Matt Pierce in accounting, press 1. For Matt Pierce in human resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit IBM.com/business center/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes, giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Don Corsi, Jr., head of operations for Southern Acoustics here in Florida, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me to control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing my business, not preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For Small Business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus.
A little bit of Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 7 till on Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Richard Rawson is our guest. He's president of Administaff. I'll remind you that in the interest of full disclosure, Administaff is one of our corporate partners. And if you like the show, if you like what we do with our website, you can thank them for that because they help me make this available to you without any barrier to entry. And Richard, I want you to know, I will say on the air right here, we thank you for your business.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely. Well, what you do for the small business marketplace is an incredible service that I quite frankly wish that would have had about 30 years ago when before Administaff and during the beginning of Administaff, because you have some gems of wisdom that are just off the chart.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard, very much. Richard, I want to talk about a couple of things this segment. First, I want to talk about conversations with our employees. Then I want to get your perspective on the future of the economy over the next 12 months. On this thing with the employees, I've been encouraging my audience to do what I did back in December, and that was to get these together and say, okay, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you frightened, afraid? What are you concerned about? What can I tell you? What do you think about
it? Oh, yeah. You know, I think at this time in particular, the very best thing you can do is have open and very, very honest communication with every employee in your organization. Excuse me.
You can do it as a group, right? You can have a group setting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we did. I mean, we, you know, company meeting. We have company meeting every month, and we broadcast to obviously the corporate staff that's in Houston, but mm-hmm. then through the other modes of communication, we're broadcasting through to all of our service centers across the country at this one time a month meeting. And look, if you were to try to say to any of your employees that, well, you know, we're in a little bit of a pinch right now, but, you know, everything's going to be okay and blah, 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 hopefully you got the right kind of employees that are smart, if not smarter than you are. And if you try to pull any punches with them, you are toast. They are going to. They will no longer support you. And right now is the time you need their support, and you need their commitment to your company and your goals and your objectives. And the more that you can talk about that and communicate what are your values, what are your goals, what are your objectives as a small business, the better off you're going to be.
Well, the thing about it is you don't have to have all the answers, folks. You don't have to know everything that's going to happen. You just got to give them an opportunity to open up a little bit. But I do think it's a good time to tell them about your experience and the fact that, you know, this isn't your first rodeo, and why they should, you know, what you're thinking about, what your experience you're going to call on, your own experience, and how they can have, you know, how they can find some confidence in that. Richard, we've got a couple of minutes left, a minute and a half or so. Look out over across the rest of 2009. What do you think, buddy?
I'm sorry, Jim. What did you say? What missed the last part?
I'm saying, as you look out across the economy for the next 9 or 10 months through the rest of 2009.
Yes.
What do you think about the economy?
Well, I think it's. I don't see any catalyst to kickstart it, and you keep questioning all the components of this stimulus package and what they're supposed to do, and I just, you know, I'm an optimist. I've always been an optimist, and I'm optimistic that I don't see much change in the economy throughout the rest of 2009. I think we're going to have a slow, very solid creep out of where we are right now. And
it's going to take time. Healing takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, we went through this very similar environment in Houston, Texas in 1983, 84, 85, and, of course, in 1986, Administaff mm-hmm. was created. And so mm-hmm. it's you know, we've seen this economy like this before, and it's a matter of just plugging in and staying focused on your business.
Yeah. Well said, Richard. Richard, thanks for being here so much. Thanks for your leadership in the marketplace and for all that you do for small business. Your company is dedicated to small business, and we appreciate the help and the support that you give us, and we'll see you. I'll see you later today.
There you go, Jim. Looking forward to it.
Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, president of Administaff. He'll be back again. I really enjoyed hearing his words, and I know you did too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Houston, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.